The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guests today are Sarah Snewink as well as Zach Morris from Market Van Buren. How are you guys today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Johnny?
We're doing fantastic over here, and you guys are doing some really cool stuff. I understand you have an event that is coming up, and this is really cool. It's for employers in Van Buren County. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, we're doing two sessions all together, so two workshops, essentially.
Okay.
And it's specifically for Van Buren County employers initially. So after we do this initial round, based on funding, we have to keep it in Van Buren, but after we get through the initial round, we'll roll it out to the greater community. But basically what we're doing is a business resiliency program to support small businesses who don't have the luxury of a huge corporation with all kinds of back-end support to build out resiliency programs in areas such as could be natural disasters, human capital, supply chain, cybersecurity. Those important topics that could impact the business, we want to make sure they have plans for each one of them. So we're going to do two workshops. First one's going to be October 19th, which I believe is in 12 days. So 12 days from now, depending on when this segment airs, obviously, October 19th. And then November 8th is going to be the next one as that goes.
Okay.
But basically, we want to get plans put in place so businesses can mitigate risk and the threats to their business and not be indefinitely down, but have a quick stand up.
Now this is going to be, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the idea is that we never know when the next disaster is going to strike. As much as we like to think we'll never be the victims of something like flooding or cybersecurity threats, the reality is we have to plan for those eventualities so that we're not caught off guard when it does happen to a business.
Now, if this is, say I'm the business that is going to attend this event, how does the workshop work? Because we know that different businesses have different plans in place, or, you know, some may not have really any of these real plans and redundancies in place. But then there are others that may say, well, yeah, I've got that. Yeah, I've got that. But maybe I do need to work on that. Is it individualized workshops, or is it sort of these are the things you need? And then if you need further help or instructions, here's some resources and we'll work with you on that. How does this workshop work?
It should be able to fit any business anywhere along that continuum. So there will be a degree on that first day of general training for everybody who's involved. We'll be bringing in four hazard experts to talk about the four most common disruptions to businesses. That's supply chain disruptions, cybersecurity threats, human capital threats, and then natural and man-made disasters. So wherever you're at in the spectrum, you'll have access to experts and we'll lay a common baseline.
Okay.
Once we've spent that first half of the first day laying common ground, the rest of the program will be based on the business's needs. So they'll be introduced to training that will allow them to assess their threats. Some businesses may realize they have all of their threat bases uncovered. Some will realize that they have blind spots and they'll be able to work on those blind spots. Wherever a business is at, this program will work for them.
And a lot of things you listed are a lot of things that many businesses in different categories of business, manufacturing to retail and all that, they're dealing with a lot of these issues, and understanding that certainly hinders their growth and just their abilities to do business on a regular basis with some of those. So figuring out how to, again, be resilient with this is important. Now, this is like you said, two different days. I would be attending both of them?
Yes, attendance at both days, although we can't force everyone to do it, would be highly encouraged.
Okay.
If a business is looking at this program and they think they can only manage to attend one day, we'd recommend the first day. Okay. The second day will be important. That's where we'll be doing debriefs. We'll be talking about actual implementation, so you can make sure this plan doesn't just sit on a shelf and collect dust. Both days will be beneficial. That's what we'd really push. But if a business can only attend one day, please attend the first day.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is important to get the maximum value out of it, right? We designed it this way on purpose. The other thing related to this is that, you know, we want to make sure the people attending this are the senior leaders of the organization, mm-hmm. right? So it could be one of those things, oh, we're going to send the front desk clerk or, you know, whoever it might be, some individual that's very important to the organization, but doesn't have the authority to actually implement anything or the influence to do that. And we want to make sure it's the people who are the leaders of the organization. We're talking owners, we're talking, you know, operation leaders, mm-hmm. those type of folks who are going to sit in the room and say, this is important. We need to do this. Let's make this happen.
Now, having recognized that, though, although we want at least two leaders in the room to do the brainstorming, this program doesn't happen only in the C-suite or only within leadership. Part of the reason our 2 days of the programs are spread apart is it gives business leaders an opportunity to go back to their shops and talk to the people who are on the front line about the threats that they see within their own roles. Everyone within the organization is going to have a different perception about what the business is vulnerable to. And so the other part of this program is making sure that all employees at all levels of the company are folded into this process so that businesses can have as complete of a plan for responding to hazards as possible.
And we register for this. Where do we go? At your website?
Yeah, you can visit us at marketvanburen.org/RSVP. You can also find a link on our Facebook page. The cost to register is $95, and that covers the cost of two employees attending. It includes program materials, light breakfast, lunch, snacks. We have structured that payment structure to be for two employees because we really want to make sure we have a diversity of thought as we lead the planning process. We all have blind spots, and so the hope is if we can have two people covering, that will help minimize those blind spots, at least in the initial planning stages.
Yeah, and like you said, it is good to have somebody that knows and understands those and can implement those sort of things. Because, yeah, if you just send somebody that is, in one part of the business, like a front desk person or even, shipping and handling kind of person that just handles the dock, that is something that they may not know exactly if they have everything covered, because you don't want a ton of people just throwing their arms up like, I don't know. Because that doesn't really help you progress into building that plan and putting that all together. And this is open to any business within the Van Buren County area?
Well, that's correct. Yeah, we want businesses in the hospitality industry, manufacturing. If we go through utilities, it could be, internet companies. Doesn't matter. If you own a business and you think that you could benefit from this, you should sign up.
Yeah, think about it in hospitality, even a restaurant. If all of a sudden your system that you use on a regular basis for simple sales and just ending the day's balance, and if that's not working, then you can maybe say, okay, we're going to be cash only today, but that's not something that's going to be that you can continue to do on a regular basis. So if something like that gets hacked, or your security system, or anything of those sorts, or supply chain issues, all of those things. You got to keep moving and make things happen. And so figuring out those resiliency plans are important.
Well, Johnny, you think about supply chain. Well, that's not really important to a restaurant. Well, try getting tomatoes in January in Michigan.
Exactly.
We have to import those. Okay. So what does your supply chain look like for importing them? And that's what we want. We want people, I'm calling it the Scared Straight program for businesses. We want them to get scared enough to want to do something about it.
Oh, that's great. Are you really going to scare them at that point? I mean, we are getting...
They're a little bit nervous when they leave. Like, oh, man, I've got my eyes up to some things I got to go address right now. Being a little bit nervous makes you feel a little urgency sometimes.
I was wondering, because you are doing this right around Halloween, between Halloween. So I didn't know if you were going to show up in
good
costume
point.
Or not.
I like where you're going with it. We might have to work on that.
Absolutely. So is this something that's going to cost me money if I'm a business owner and want to attend this workshop?
The cost to attend is $95. That $95 cost covers the cost of program materials, meals, and snacks during the session. And that's for two people to attend from the business. So $95 and two staff members get the full training for the full 2 days.
And, John, you think about a program like this where we're bringing in four industry experts that are being brought in from all over the region into Van Buren County to support this. Plus, we're having really nice facilities and Lawrence here. That's a $1,500 company cost normally. But thanks to Consumers Energies Foundation and Mercantile Bank, we've been able to drive this cost down to only be $95. We want every business, regardless of their revenue, to be able to participate in this and have a plan.
Yeah, I think that's an absolute great investment for something that could pay dividends with for many years to come, to have that plan in place and be able to implement that. Yeah, that $95 is definitely a steal. So if we want to get signed up for this, like you said, the first session is October 19th. What's the deadline to get signed up for this?
The deadline is October 13th. Although if you hear about this very late and you're very desperate to attend, I'd encourage you to still reach out to us through our website or on Facebook. And we will do our very best to get you in, because we really believe this is a program that all businesses will benefit from. If you want to do it, reach out. We'll see what we can do.
Absolutely. And if we want to keep up to date with everything you have going on, not just this this workshop, but anything that you guys have going on with Market Van Buren, how do we keep track of all that stuff?
Please follow us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Market Van Buren. And we do updates there. If you're interested in being added to our mailing list, reach out to us through our Facebook page, and you'll get updates about all the programs and going ons we have for businesses in the community as well.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for telling me about this workshop. And if you are a business owner, definitely get signed up for this. But if you're in Van Buren County, having a resource like Market Van Buren is a great thing to have. But thank you guys so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with me.
Yeah, you're welcome, Johnny. Thanks for having us.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.